Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I really am. I am working on your financial freedom. And you're thinking, okay, dude, if you're doing that, get over here and balance my checkbook, or, you know, get my boss in line, or somehow advise me on how I can get a raise and make more money. Well, that's not the kind of financial freedom I'm actually working on. I really have no ability to affect any of that in your life. I don't. Well, okay, I could balance your checkbook. I do have that skill, but to be honest with you, you need to learn how to do that yourself. You really do. Don't be lazy. Understand what's going on in your checkbook. Understand that you have money coming into your household and you have money going out of your household. Every household has that effect. They do. They have that system working in their lives, because we're not an agrarian-based society. We're a, what's the term for it when you rely on capital and money? Yeah, we're a capitalist society. I'll give you that. I guess I don't want to get wrapped around the labels today. What I want to talk about is the income problem that you have. Trust me, you have an income problem. You don't have a spending problem. Okay, you might have a little spending problem depending on who you gave credit cards to in your family and whether you control that or not. But what most Americans suffer from is an income problem. They do. They all are concerned that they don't make enough money to do all the things that they want to do while taking advantage of all the things that they have to pay for. And every time you go out and you buy something and you use consumer debt to buy that, you obligate yourself to that item. Yeah, it's true. When you go out and you buy a house and you get a loan for that house, even if you don't get a loan for that house, you are obligating yourself to that house. You have agreed to make timely payments to all the entities involved that have something to do with your ownership of that house. And you might be thinking, well, you know, if I don't have a mortgage, I don't have to worry about the mortgage company. I agree. But you still have to worry about the tax man, and you still have to consider insurance, and don't blow off insurance. Don't be risky. Don't be like that. And at the end of the day, most of your problems would probably be remedied if you had additional income streams. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the streams of income that come into your checkbook or your household or however you organize it. Where's your money coming from? And most of you are relying on a job or a profession, you know, a place where you're trading your valuable time for money, doing a job that either other people can't or won't do for themselves. Or maybe you're self-employed, in which case you're thinking about all of your individual clients all the time. And even though you're in charge of the business, you're probably in a turnkey business, meaning if you're not there to open the doors, to turn the key to the business may not flow in. So you have a time obligation to that business. You know, I was talking with a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. His name's Michael. And we were talking about the concept of having multiple streams of income coming into our households every month, because that's something that we enjoy. It's not something we always had, but it's something that we have now. And Michael went on to say that he was finding a lot of information about different streams of income on the internet, you know, different arguments that stated in order to be classified as, quote, a millionaire, you needed seven different income stream sources. Yeah, that's what the article that he read said. He said you'd be a millionaire if you have seven streams of income. Well, I don't know about that statement. I really don't. Because, and I'll be honest with you, when it comes to real estate investing, being focused on being a millionaire is not a good focus. It's really not. What you need to be focused on is generating income streams in your household. Because those income streams, as they start to develop and they start to grow over time, will get to a place where, believe it or not, they will actually meet or exceed your ordinary household expenses. And when that occurs, I'm here to tell you, you're effectively retired. You're effectively in the catbird seat, if you will, because you make the decision as to whether or not you want to go back to work. It's a feeling that it's very difficult for me to describe on the radio. As a matter of fact, when I have guests on the show, I'm always asking them that question. What was it like when you realized that you finally got to the point where the passive income streams that you bring in are meeting your needs for your household? And you know what? They have trouble describing it too. But it's always a very interesting description. It always is. And they use words like, I have control. And they use words like, I have freedom. And they use words like, I don't have to stress about stuff. It's really a cool feeling. And you can get there too. You absolutely can get there too. But what you need to do is you need to learn how to develop these streams of income. You also have to understand that there's a cost in the marketplace to acquire assets that will develop those income streams for you. Now, whatever you're doing right now for investing is probably not paying you an income stream, but you still call it investing. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't do that. No, we don't. Because if you're going to make an investment, that investment needs to pay you some cash flow. It needs to produce an income stream for you. Otherwise, all you're doing is betting on stocks and hoping the market goes up. Oh, did I just describe your investing strategy? Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, I'm going to be a little nicer, and I'm going to talk about the 14 streams of income that I currently enjoy. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So I was bragging in the last segment. I said I have 14 streams of income. Yeah, I do have 14 different streams of income. Yeah. Okay, I'm bragging. But you know what? I know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that have a lot more streams of income. I do. And they've been doing it a little longer than I have, and that's okay. I also know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that are just getting started. They're just getting to understand that by creating these streams of income, each one of those streams will get them closer to their goal of getting retired. See, that's what it's all about. It's not about you becoming a millionaire. It's not about you becoming a millionaire. Now, that might occur when you do things the way we tell you to do them, but that's not what we're trying to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. What we're trying to do is get ourselves to that place of retirement. Because once you escape the trap that society has put you in your entire life, it's a huge game changer. It is. All right, so let me tell you about these 14 streams of income that I have. And I'll just be up front with you. I will tell you that not all 14 streams of income come from real estate. I get streams of income from other sources that have nothing to do with real estate. But those things are in the minority. They're in the minority. The majority of my streams of income come from real estate investments. So the question I have is this: do you think that makes me a millionaire? Well, not really. See, what makes me a millionaire is the equity that I own in those real estate investments. Yeah, that's what makes me a millionaire. But to be honest with you, I could care less about the millionaire moniker. I really don't care about that. What I care about is nurturing these streams of income and building on these streams of income. Because when you do that part right, the rest of it just kind of falls in line, believe it or not. It's true. So the income streams that I have are allowing me to live my current lifestyle as I see fit. There's no end to the potential for me to increase those income streams in the future by adding additional investments. And that's what I'm doing. So depending on where you look, there are people telling you that your streams of income need to come from seven different sources, that those sources, they all have to be diversified. And you know what? I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. I believe what Warren Buffett taught me many years ago. Warren Buffett said that the concept of diversification is really diversification. Buffett calls it a hedge against ignorance. And Buffett believes that it's okay to put all your eggs into one basket and to ensure that no one kicks your basket over. And that's the way Buffett calls it. Along those lines, I do have the majority of my eggs in the real estate investment basket. It's true. So I was reading an article that said the most common streams of income most people have, and in many cases, the only stream of income they have, was in the form of earned income. What's that? Okay, well, earned income is the money you get from performing your job or your profession or being self-employed. That's where it comes from. The second stream of income most families have is based on the fact that, oh, wait a minute, your spouse works. Yeah, your spouse is in the workforce. And therefore, they're providing your household with a second stream of income. So, how do you get to that magic number of seven that the articles are talking about? Or is seven even the right number? Because that's just a number. It may not make sense for what you're trying to do. All right, let's base it this way. You might be thinking that to get to seven, you could get there. You've got the job. Spouse has the job. Hey, you know what? Let's go get another job. That will get us to three streams of income. You could spend more of your time working for somebody else that's willing to pay you money to do so. Yeah, you could do that. And you're burning more time, but you will get more money. I think the number is just a target. It's just something you paint on the wall. That's all it is. I mean, let's just get to the nitty-gritty. The more important number that you need to reach has nothing to do with the number of income streams. but it has everything to do with the income streams itself and what they provide to you and your family. And what I'm talking about is passive income. So what is that? Okay, well, let's break it down. Passive income is the money that flows from your, what I like to call your home office, based on your efforts to correctly invest the money. It's called passive income because you're not engaged 24/7 trying to create that income. It's not the way it works. And because you correctly invested the money, it creates ongoing revenue streams that you can use for whatever you choose. Now, I'm going to strongly advise you that you need to use that money to invest more. I think that's a good use of that money, especially when you're trying to build up those income streams to replace your earned income. It'll help you go faster. And then when you get to that point where you regain control, not a problem. You just choose whether you want to keep working. You have to make a decision as to whether the time that you're putting into that job is really worth it anymore. Or maybe, just maybe, your time would be better spent acquiring more assets and effectively managing those assets. I mean, think about it. It's not a bad idea, right? So let me give you a definition of passive income, because I want to make sure that I'm getting through to you. So according to Bankrate.com, they define passive income as including regular earnings from a source other than an employer or a contractor. Now, the IRS goes on to say this, that passive income can technically come from two sources, either from rental property or a business in which one does not actively participate, such as being paid book royalties or maybe stock dividends. Now, another place you can earn passive income from money is from money you have on deposit. Yeah, because banks pay you interest, right? Well, they kind of do, but try living on that. And we come back from the break, we're going to get back into those streams of income. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
So we're talking about our streams of income. And it goes back to an article that a colleague of mine by the name of Michael, who's also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, he and I were talking about this particular article that he found, where the article was describing that you need seven income streams in order to become a millionaire. Yeah, that's pretty much what it says. Seven income streams are what is necessary to reach millionaire status. And I think the article has it all wrong. Because becoming a millionaire doesn't necessarily mean you're financially free. It doesn't. It just means you have seven streams of income coming in. Now think about it. You could have multiple streams of outgo that keep up with those seven streams of income. You know, society has programmed us to work until we're, you know, in our 60s or even into our 70s and to put money into something that we call a retirement account, which really should be labeled a savings account. But because it doesn't just sit there and earn simple interest, and you have the ability to risk the money in the stock market or other assets, they call it a retirement account. And on top of that, they want you to build up this giant bag of money for you to live off of. And by the way, if you are worried about living off that big bag of money, society's got your back, because you've been paying into Social Security all of your life. Now, they're going to recommend that you probably take Social Security as late in life as possible. Yeah, so that you get the most amount of money that comes out of Social Security. Because once you tap Social Security, that's it. You've tapped. You've tapped into Social Security, and your monthly payment will be whatever that monthly payment is based on when you qualify to start drawing and when you choose to start drawing. And I think that's a terrible game plan. I think that's a horrible game plan. Look, stop listening to society. They've got it all wrong. There's an entire industry out there that is built on this lie that you're going to save your way to retirement. And ironically, they have the retirement age all wrong too. Because retirement isn't an age. It's a number. It's a number. It's the number that equals or exceeds the amount of money you pay every month to support your household. So think about that for a minute. I want you to machinate on that a minute. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we are all about helping you achieve retirement in the next 5 years. It is a legitimate, viable goal. We don't promise you you're going to become a millionaire, although it could happen. It absolutely could happen. But millionaire status isn't what you need. Income streams are what you need. See, I firmly believe, and I know this to be true because I've experienced it, and I'm watching a bunch of other people experience it, that retirement occurs when you have enough passive income streams coming into your household. And when those passive income streams meet or exceed your ordinary expenses, you've reached retirement. If you do that when you're 40, you're done. Okay, you're 40, you're retired. Decide what you want to do with the rest of your life. See, it all boils down to knowing what it costs you to live your lifestyle. You need to develop enough passive income streams to meet or exceed that number. That's it in a nutshell. That's it, totally. I mean, I just explained to you how to retire. You know, billionaire Andrew Carnegie, you've probably heard of that guy, famous steel magnate guy from back in the day. He famously said that 90% of millionaires got their wealth by investing in real estate. Now, I don't know if you believe that or not. Maybe you do and maybe you don't. But I think that's a pretty accurate number. Okay, maybe it's a little high. Maybe the number's closer to 70%. But really? 70% of all millionaires out there got there by investing in real estate. Other people, they got there a different way. There's a guy out there by the name of Bill Gates. You probably heard of him. He founded a company called Microsoft. They do okay. Yeah, Bill Gates has a lot of money. I don't know what Bill Gates spends his money on or anything like that, but Microsoft throws off a lot of passive income to Bill Gates. Now, I'm not suggesting you go out and build the next software startup company that's going to replace Windows. I think they're pretty entrenched, to be honest with you. It might be difficult to unseat them. But you could do it. I'm not telling you you can't. I just think that's a more challenging road than just doing what the majority of people that are wealthy do, which is investing correctly in real estate. And not just any kind of real estate, residential income producing real estate. Yeah, that means single family homes, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. It also means apartment buildings. Believe it or not, in spite of what you've heard, you have the ability to buy apartment communities in this nation. But you need to learn how to do it correctly, or it could go wrong for you. It could go wrong for you. So let's do this. Let's talk about that seven number, that magical number that the article talked about, that when you get to seven streams of income, now again, they use the term millionaire. I don't like that term millionaire. Oh no, I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. I just think that that's not the goal. The goal is to get the right number of income streams. So if it costs you $10,000 a month to operate your household. Now, some of you just went, dude, I don't spend that kind of money. And some of you just went, huh, I wish it was only $10,000. Okay, that's your situation. That's the situation you have to look at. And is it the right situation for you? If you're spending $10,000 a month supporting your household, you have to take a look at where you're spending all that money and whether or not that expense makes sense to your household. Now, I'm going to say something to you that might just slap you square in the teeth and not make you want to be my buddy. You might be living in a house that you can't afford. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You might be living in a house that you can't afford. And I'm not saying you don't bring in the income streams to afford that house. But if you take a look at what you own as a house, and keep in mind that house itself, it's a liability. It's a liability. And I know you're conditioned to believe that because you own that house and real estate prices are going up, it's actually an investment. And I don't agree with you. I don't agree with that statement. Because that asset's not paying you any money every month. As a matter of fact, you're paying money towards that asset. You're paying your lender, if you have one. You're paying the tax person. You're paying the insurance person. You are paying the utility people. Yeah. It might be a great house. But is that really what you need right now? What if you could take a, say, a $6,000 mortgage and cut it down to, say, $4,500? Okay, that might require you getting a different house, but it'll save you $1,500. It's just something to think about. Now, I know we're talking about income, so we're going to get back to income when we come back from the break, because that's really the magic ticket. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. Why don't we? Let's figure out how many streams of income you really need in order to get to this elusive retirement thing. Let's talk it through. What do you say? So earlier in the show, I suggested that maybe your household monthly expenses are $10,000. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not. That might be a higher or a low number for you. I really don't know. But $10,000 is a number I can easily work with because the math is easy for my little brain. And I will tell you this, that if you buy houses and in the markets that we invest in, currently, I am seeing cash flow numbers of about, on average, $400 per month per house. In other words, you go out and you buy the house correctly. You invest your money into that asset. You find a great resident to enter into a business relationship with you in the form of a lease to live in that house. And they're going to pay you every month the rent that you agreed to in the lease. So when that rent payment comes in, you're going to cover the associated expenses on that property. If you did everything the correct way, you probably don't have any maintenance expenses at all because you will have fixed everything up going into the asset. When you acquired the asset and you renovated it, you fixed everything up. And if the numbers didn't make sense up front, you just didn't do that particular transaction and you moved away. So the math says this. If you have 25 houses providing you $400 a month in cash flow each, those 25 houses will essentially provide you $10,000 every month. And if you have them properly leveraged, chances are the tax liability on that income is going to be zero or very close to zero. Now, every asset is different, but when you understand what depreciation can do for you, when you understand how to structure an investment correctly, you get good results. Actually, you get great results. There's another way to describe that. So this gets back to that comment I made earlier in the show where I said, hey, maybe you're living in a house you can't afford. And I don't mean that you can't afford the house. What I mean is maybe you shouldn't be affording that house. If you're living in a house that's costing you, you know, a lot of money every month. I just threw out a random number, $6,000. I don't know what your mortgage payment is. I don't even know if you own a property. You might be renting. But take a look at what you're trying to cover every month. Some of those expenses that go out every month, are they really necessary? Like that gym membership, you pay those guys, what, $300? I don't know what your gym membership is, but that's what the membership is for my family. It's $300 a month. Now, we pay that because I've determined that it's more cost-effective than building my own gym in my own household, and we utilize it. But could I walk away from paying a gym $300 a month for membership? Yeah, I could. I mean, I spent 27 years in the Army. I understand how to do physical fitness that doesn't require a gym. So take a look at what you're spending your money on. If the gym is important to you, then keep paying for it. That's part of your lifestyle. But if the gym isn't that important to you, maybe you need to consider giving them the 30-day notice, let them collect another month's worth of rent off of you, because that's essentially what you're doing is you're renting the opportunity to go there and use their facility when you want, when they're open. Make the expense go away. Take a look at what you really need. Maybe you live in a house in a nice neighborhood, and you really love where you're at. And you love the fact that, you know, your kids are in what you consider to be good schools and, you know, you're living the American dream, right? But take a step back and go, all right, what if I disposed of this house and what if I bought something smaller to replace it? Because really, do I need 3,000 or 4,000 square feet? Maybe I only need like 2,000 square feet. Whose ego are you worried about? Remember, ego sees according to what others think about you. If you're one of those people that's worried about what Joey or Susie or whoever thinks about you, maybe you ought to get past that. You're letting other people's beliefs and opinions impact you. So maybe you buy a smaller house or God forbid, you rent a property. Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea right now because the property market is kind of screwy right now. It is kind of screwy. There's some different things going on in today's housing market that I've never seen. And I've seen a lot of housing markets in my lifetime. Maybe it's better to rent a place for a while you get all of this under control. I'm just throwing out ideas. I'm not telling you how to do this. I mean, if you want to keep everything the way it is right now and it's $10,000 a month for you to meet your requirements, okay, my numbers tell me you need 25 houses to do that. Yeah. So the next logical conclusion is, all right, well, if it's going to take 25 houses to do that, how much money do I need? Well, that depends. It depends on how you buy the property. It depends on how much money you need to invest in the property. Market conditions today are a little bit different than they were, say, 2 years ago, which is different than where they were 4 years ago. The trend that I'm seeing is that real estate prices are going up. Demand is outpacing supply and therefore pushing pricing upward. Simple supply and demand. And, you know, there's all the articles out there that talk about, are we in a bubble? Is this going to fall apart? Should I keep my powder dry? Well, here's my advice. You should do what you need to do in today's market and not worry about what the future might do. Because you could lose 6 months or a year or 2 years waiting for something to occur that may never occur. Think about it. When we went into COVID lockdown back in March of 2020, I remember when I was watching the news and we were told to mask up. We're told to social distance. We were told, hey, we just need 2 weeks. We've got to flatten the curve. We'll get back to normal. And we know what that turned into. There was a lot of chatter back then that the housing market was going to implode. The stock market was going to implode. All this stuff was going to implode because nobody was going to work. And 18 months later, we kind of know a different story, right? So my point is this. If 18 months ago, you thought about doing what I'm talking about doing, investing correctly in real estate, learning how to do it correctly, and you put that on hold because of fear, because you were afraid that everything was going to fall apart. And in the back of your mind, maybe a little greed was kicking in going, oh yeah, when everything falls apart like it did in 2008, I'll be able to buy assets for 40 cents on the dollar. But that didn't happen, did it? The stock market took a downward trajectory for a while, but it came back. It renewed. I will give the stock market that. Real estate didn't do that. Real estate just held steady and has been going up in value ever since because people need a place to live. And that place to live is now also a place to work and raise your kids and all those sorts of things. If you wait for the bottom to fall out because you think that's the right strategy, I'm here to tell you that's not the right strategy. Understanding what to do in the different types of market cycles is more important than trying to time the market. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach our members how to make money in an up cycle. We teach them how to make money in a down cycle. It really doesn't matter because we're operating our properties correctly. They're providing income streams as they're supposed to. And as a result, we maintain our retirement status. As a matter of fact, we improve on our retirement status by improving our overall life cycle. So while in the last 18 months, a lot of people were afraid to do anything, Lifestyles Unlimited members were increasing their net worth by increasing the number of assets that they have, increasing the number of income streams that they achieve. And if you want to learn how to do this, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.